Okay, can I have everyone's attention, please? Hello? Okay. Welcome this evening, July 15th, to the Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Burt? Kapler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Here. Okay, we had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve the minutes of the May 20th meeting as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from May 20th. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So again, welcome to those in the audience to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting. I see there are a number of you out there. It's like church. Nobody wants to sit in the front row. But if you have something to say about a particular case, I will, at the appropriate time, ask the audience to step to the podium to my right and to your left back there, and then state your name and your particular comment on the case at hand. So with that, we will get going. Craig?
Mr. Chairman, the case is before us tonight. We've had a rezoning and land use amendment, as well as a site plan and final plat for this parcel right here, which is off of Middle Road and Belmont and Old Belmont Road. Old Belmont Road continuing here in Katy Lane here. The petitioner has a parcel that is split between C1 and C5, and in the reconfiguration of this in the replat, the boundary will be drawn approximately here, creating one parcel that is in two zoning classes, and the city does not permit that in its zoning ordinance. It also makes it a difficult parcel to convey if in the future one owner wants to take this parcel and sell it, because in many cases financing is not easily arranged for such a zoning condition. So that's why the petitioner is asking to take the entire parcel, to take this from office transitional to commercial, so that there might be a C1 zoning. And as you've seen, you've got C2 zoning here, C1 here, C4, C4, and then below in this area you have R3 and then A1 right here where the church is. Currently, a portion of the parcel is governed by the final plat of Quail Ridge Point subdivision, and that is this area right here. The remaining portion was at one time owned by the Pleasant Valley School District, and that portion has not been platted. These are the utilities for storm and sanitary sewer, sanitary being in the black here that is nearby, and then connection to the storm sewer as it is right here is available for the site. This is a view on the top here looking directly west, and you have Katy Lane coming in like this and Old Belmont Road, a proposed entry coming in this way, and then this is the view coming in off of Middle Road, going up Old Belmont Road into the proposed entry, and this is the area that has been blocked off of Old Belmont Road, for which there will be no throughway. And these are the utilities that abut the right-of-way for Old Belmont Road or are contained in it. Here's another view again showing that west entry coming in off of Middle Road. This is the view from Church Street and Old Belmont Road looking straight north. And then these two views here are looking at the intersection of Katy Lane, this from across the street of Belmont Road, and this right here at the intersection of Belmont Road and Katy Lane. As proposed tonight with the rezoning and land use amendment, we have also a final plat, and that platted area divides this parcel into two lots, this being lot two for future use of some sort, and this being lot one, which the bank will essentially own. And currently, this is the divisor of where the zoning is as C5, and this area being all C1 over here. There's also an access easement that's platted on here for dual access for both lots one and two of what is going to be the Black Hawk Bank addition. The site plan shows a building for banking right here, and means of access entry, Katy Lane to Old Belmont Road coming in, and then also the means of Old Belmont Road being used to come in and bring traffic in from Middle Road on the west. Per some designs that were discussed when Quail Ridge Point came into being, accesses were limited to these two areas. There could not be any closer access, given that you have a major intersection of Belmont Road and Middle Road at that locale. The landscape plan has been updated. You had basically trees placed around the perimeter of the site, and now that's been updated to incorporate. I don't think the PC's working because okay, let's see. We'll get out of there. Yeah, I can't. What we have now is essentially arborvitae and then some deciduous trees planted all along here, basically outside the easement area, so it would be up here that we would see the majority of that vegetation to create an opaque barrier, and then the trees have been drawn back away from the easement area. We do not permit trees under dedication of owner to be planted in these easement areas. But essentially, you're seeing a more compact type of landscaping along here. And essentially, that's what you're seeing, is the landscaping being drawn back to use as a buffer and more density in this area. This is a view of the bank as it's proposed. It will have three bays. This area here will be removed due to further acquisition necessary for a recreational trail, which forced the setbacks back further into the site. Staff, in reviewing all of the four motions for this particular meeting, made a recommendation for approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. That's a pretty major intersection right now. The new access on the west side, is there going to be any kind of signaling there? And will left turns be allowed from westbound traffic there?
I think I defer to our acting city engineer to answer that question.
There's no plans for a signal there at this time.
Okay. So people heading westbound could choose to pass the Belmont corner and take the old Belmont, turn left there?
Yep.
Other questions from the commission?
Yes, I do have a couple. Greg, can you, just for clarification, Old Belmont Road will remain divided. There will not be no connection.
That's true.
All right. And then I guess that would be the east entrance into the bank. That's as far to the east that it can go and still be on the property.
In order to maintain this parcel probably as a usable parcel, bringing the traffic in at that point as a shared access without trying to bring it in here and configure it in that manner is probably the reason why this is selected, but you would have to ask the engineer.
Thank you.
Just to bootstrap on that then, Greg. So that particular, I'm assuming the queue for the drive up is from the left or the west or south, whichever we call that at that point, west. So that's the long side. So traffic primarily for the drive up will come in the first entrance, come through, and then exit out that way. And then with that remnant, which is the lot two, is there any intent that there be a shared driveway or access, or would they have their own?
Uh-huh. This is shared. This is an easement on the plat that's shown as a shared easement area.
And a couple questions, I guess, relative to the potential development of lot two. So lot two would have to have its own water detention or retention in the future?
I don't know if that's the case or not, but they would have to have calculations that would indicate what is necessary. I do know that there's been reference made in the past that everything here for stormwater detention will be kept within this parcel. So I don't know if the calculations yet show that that is capable, this detention basin here, of holding everything over here, but that's something that we will require if this basin cannot hold what is on this site.
And that's detention, not retention in the front?
Correct.
And lot two will remain, if this is rezoned, its current C1?
It's C1 all
it's
the way,
C1
yeah.
And will remain C1. And just for the benefit of everybody, could you describe, Greg, the differences of potential use between the current C5 and a proposed C1?
The biggest difference is that almost all of C5 has no retail. C1 would allow the retail uses to go into that area of minimal type use. Office is predominantly what you find within a C5 zoning district. You don't see anything unless it's servicing that area, like an office supply store be your main retail that would go in, or maybe a, you know, a beauty salon would be about it for what you'd find in C5. C1 is a little, it adds more in like maybe a sporting goods store, which in this case this lot's so small that the retail there is going to be a rather small venture, something maybe like a drug store or something like that. But that, again, this size is rather small for anything of that nature.
Well, right, given the setbacks and parking requirements and detention and landscaping, effectively it's pretty small. Sorry about that. Had one other thought when the phone started buzzing. Dumpster. I saw some references to the dumpster. It's hard to tell on the scale. Where is the dumpster?
It's located right there. We would want it to be located right here, more approximately shared in this area.
Yeah, and probably not on the main street, I would agree. Okay. Other questions from the commission?
A few more. The do you know what the traffic count is that this will add?
I don't think any traffic study was required for this. You're essentially looking at the requirement of one space per 200 square feet. The building is 3,500 square feet, so we're looking at about 18 spaces, I believe.
So we don't really know the, do we have any idea what the amount of traffic through Old Belmont and Katy Lane will be during a day? And how late will the bank stay open?
The bank, I believe, is going to keep regular business hours probably from like 8 to 5. And then we close it on Sundays, and then it'll have shorter hours on Saturdays.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the, how much traffic that we're going to add along the
street? I think that's something that we'd have to ask the engineer for the project.
Okay. Is the engineer here?
Hi, Chris Townsend, Townsend Engineering, Davenport. I'm sorry, I missed that last question. I was jotting notes on what was that one.
I'm trying to determine how much traffic the bank is going to add to Old Belmont Road, and you know, trying to see what the impact is on the residential area to the south.
Right, and that's kind of hard to determine. It wasn't required, number one, but so we didn't do a traffic study. The hours were close. They'll close at 5:30 is the only difference. But as far as traffic goes, I'm not even sure, and you know, I'd imagine it seems like most of the traffic will come in the middle road side and out. Now, detention, I can answer a couple other questions that came up there. I was trying to write them down, but
I guess I'm not really satisfied with the answer. We don't have any idea of how much traffic we're going to add to this area. Is it 1 an hour? Is it 10 an hour? Do we have any idea?
I guess we'd have to maybe ask the owner. I'm just not sure as far as what kind of business they're expecting.
Where's the ATM located?
The ATM, we moved the ATM, actually was going to be at the end of the drive-through lanes, and we actually tried to move it away from the residential area, so it's actually right below the detention basin.
Okay.
I'm Jim Huskamp, president of Blackhawk. In terms of I'd say in terms of traffic, being a new branch, unfortunately, it's going to be slow. We probably, if I base it off of our main bank, where I'm at now, which is our busiest location in Milan, Illinois, probably, I don't know, maybe 20 customers will come in, 20, hopefully 40 customers per hour. The unfortunate trend, though, is that, as I've told several people, you know, this is obviously going to be a big market for us, at least potentially. So we're building a pretty decent-sized building, but the trend in banking is actually to go to smaller, smaller buildings because with the internet situation and the amount of things that are being done online, our traffic inside our banks is actually shrinking considerably. I don't know if that helps at all.
It does. Thank you.
Yep.
Jim, could I ask another question while you're there?
Absolutely.
In looking at the amount of land you have to work with here, I'm interested to know if you considered any other configurations where the drive-throughs were not directly across the street from the residences.
We did not. I don't believe. I'm sorry. In terms of the coding, can you even put them on the front side of the building? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I'm just asking if there was consideration given to putting it on in a different location where it's further away from the residences.
Usually, I mean, I'm going based on what some other cities would prefer, and they'd actually like to see the front of the building. They don't like to see the drive-throughs on the front, just from a visual perspective and you know, showing off the community kind of thing. I guess it's two questions. If you're talking about controlling traffic or diminishing traffic, I don't know that that would make any difference if it's on the front or on the back side. I don't know if it's from an aesthetic point, Ann, that you're asking the question, or
no. I'm thinking about what Bill has to say.
Sure.
We did meet early on in the design stage of this, and it basically was staff's concern that we did not want people stacking at the drive-through with the headlights facing the residential neighborhood. So that's why we basically suggested an east-west route rather than north-south.
Okay.
One variation on that theme then, Bill, to Ann's, I guess, concept. If you took the plan, sorry, and rotated it 90 degrees roughly counterclockwise, so the queue would come in potentially from the east, line up, the headlights would be facing more towards the intersection, you'd still have adequate queue room and not putting cars in front of the homes. Is this where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the big issues I have with it is I always try to keep commercial separated from residential. We all try to do that. We try to buffer the impact. And if we could move the entrances and the exits off of Belmont Road, old Belmont Road, somehow, to me, that would go a long way to making this plan tenable.
And we agree. You know, that's the thing. I think that's the city's telling us where to put these entrances, you know, and that's the thing. So I think we agree that would be a lot easier for the customers for access, but we've been told we can't do it. And these were platted lots, as far as I know. You know, they've got to be given access. You know, and this property was zoned and owned by Bank Number One and zoned this way much earlier than the residential was platted and built on, unfortunately. You know, and I understand, I mean, people buy things all the time where realtors don't tell them what's going to be there, but it's just what happened here, unfortunately, it sounds like. So we're in agreement. If you can pull that off, we would certainly buy into it.
Bill.
Well, you know, I think part of our planning that was done back in the 90s when this was platted, we've always considered C5 office transitional to be kind of that buffer of the commercial. Lending institution as allowable use in the C5s.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm saying, Bill, I understand that, but now we have a different situation, and it seems to me that there's room, considering some of the issues we've dealt with on 53rd Street, there's room to put the entrances, you know, off of Belmont and Middle Road rather than where they are. And if we did that, that would, I think, make this more acceptable.
At our development review committee level, where we have all departments represented, there was a resounding no that on arterials and those highly traveled streets, we want to limit access points. So especially as you're getting closer to a very busy intersection, do you really want to add any more access points at that at this time, both either on Belmont or Middle Road? And we didn't think that was a good idea. And Brian may want to
I would certainly agree with
expand
that.
On that.
With Katy Lane, where it comes in at, you want to stay away from your intersection, and you don't want to bunch those entrances close to another access point. I mean, that's not a good idea.
How much of this has to do with Lot 2 not being accessible for the bank on this? Because we have Falcon Drive up here where you've got cars less than, you can't even stack two cars when they come out of Alcoa or Accentra Credit Union before they are turning onto 18th. So if Lot 2 doesn't exist, is there a reason that they can't exit right onto Katy Lane?
You mean if it was one big lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. That's if Lot 2 wasn't set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or even if the whole property was shifted that direction.
Or just take the exit, the road over that far, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Well, the right answer to that would be if it was all one lot, yes, it could.
So that answers my first question. It has everything to do with Lot 1 and Lot 2 versus just one lot.
Okay. And really what we're doing today is we're taking, I think, two lots, combining them, and then dividing that into another two lots, a different arrangement. So really, if we reject the replat, we could deal with the rezoning, but just reject the replatting.
There was, I'm sorry, one thing Ann brought up right at the beginning of the meeting, which I thought was something I hadn't really thought of. As she said, it's so difficult to turn left onto Middle Road, and so therefore one of the only ways to facilitate that at some points would be actually to exit, come up around, hit that light, and then turn left. I think that's what you were saying, Ann, at the very beginning, and so I don't know how. I think that is important.
I think there's a couple of left turn issues. If I'm exiting the bank out the west side and try to turn left on Middle Road, that's going to be a big problem.
Right.
But also if I'm coming on Middle Road to the bank heading west and I want to turn left into that same entrance, that's also going to be a problem.
Right.
I see the only good access from that westernmost access point is a right turn in off of Middle Road, or a right turn out.
Or left turn it if you're coming
right. Yeah.
At the light,
the light
and come around.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another question, why are we going to C1 instead of the whole property to C5?
For me? I think we stated earlier, it allows the property to be somewhat more marketable. It's not largely, but it allows for some retail development versus, I can't remember what they said the limitations were, but that is the reason.
So it's all about Lot 2 then?
What's that?
It's all about Lot 2, the little piece you've left over.
the marketability of being able to sell that piece, yes.
So that's driving the access issues, and that's driving the zoning issues.
Well, I'd have to step back to the point we were just making in terms of making left turns, right turns. I think that's also a critical point.
The issue, as far as access I'm concerned about, is the entrance or exit that's right there onto Old Belmont Road, directly across from the homes. You know, if we could move that farther to the east, I guess, to me that would make, I think that's a better arrangement.
I'm just assuming that destroys that lot two, mm-hmm. and I would say probably a lot of the people's concerns that are here today, that doesn't really address them, because moving it to that way still affords people to be coming onto their property.
No, I understand that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said I understand.
Oh, okay.
That.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what we're going to do is exhaust the commission with the applicant, and then we'll go to the audience next. Yes, sir. At that point, nice transition. Anyone else from the commission at this point? Seeing that, you have the first opportunity to go back there. Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice transition.
Thank you. My name is Dave Smith. I live at 2908 Grandview Drive in Belmont Meadows. I'm not actually up by the bank, but I'm a part of that development. My first question is, how big is lot two, square feet?
The entirety of this parcel is 2.8 acres.
No, I didn't say the whole parcel. I said lot two, your new lot two.
Lot two is probably about 1 acre, around 43.
3.776.
Three quarters.
Three quarters of an acre. You're looking at 30,000 square feet.
3,000 square feet. 3,400 square feet. And you're planning to put a business with parking and everything else in 3,400 square feet. Are you?
It's 34,000 square feet.
Okay. Thought I heard 3,400. Excuse me. So, again, that's not super big, obviously. That lot seems a lot smaller to me because I live right there. I walk through that field almost every day. And I would have to agree with your first comment. If you put the exit out Katy Lane, there are no houses right there off Katy Lane. There's a backyard for one of the residents, but there are no houses, and there never will be a house on that lot right across from where Katy Lane is and the entrance is right there. So if you take the whole lot, put the bank on the whole space, and let them go out that road, I think you've got yourself, you know, in a much better shape than you are now. I agree with that. Maybe if some of my fellow residents don't like that idea. I'd much prefer it to be on Belmont Road, of course, but you guys say you can't do that for some unknown reason. I don't know. We've been told for years you're going to put a light out there. What's the bank's hours going to be again? We didn't hear that answer. 7:30 to 8:30. Okay. You've never been there at 7:30 in the morning, have you? Okay. You're not going to get into your bank at 7:30 in the morning. I got to tell you that right now, because Scott Community College and Pleasant Valley High School are all going to school at that point in time. In fact, if you try to pull out of Belmont Meadows between 7:30 and 8:10, you will spend at least 10 to 15 minutes waiting to get out at a minimum. Okay, so you're not going to get in your bank at 7:30. Your customers will never show up because it's way too busy at that point in time in the morning. We've asked the high school and the college to change their start times, and both have refused because that would make common sense. We wouldn't want to try that. Okay, let's see. What other questions did I have? Excuse me. So the ATM's open 24/7, though, so they'll have traffic 24/7 coming in and out, right? If it gets used. Okay.
Again, should I speak here or up there? I don't really know how long it is.
If you speak loudly, Jim, we can probably pick it up on the mics, or you can stand next to each other. Either way.
Sure, come on back. I won't bite. I really won't worry about that.
As I mentioned, the way things are trending in banking, everything is going to electronics, mobile phones, this kind of thing. Sadly, we are not seeing the foot traffic that we had. That obviously ties into the ATMs as well. We have seen the trends on our ATM usage going down, but it is still there for sure. And I hope it remains.
Okay. Okay. I think that was all of my questions. You guys are next.
Good evening. So I have a statement I prepared. I'm Anna Panucci. I'm at 2956 Church Street, kind of down the street. So as a resident of Belmont Meadows subdivision and a mother of a second and a fourth grader, my main concern in the rezoning of the green space between Kitty Lane and Belmont Road is safety. Currently, this residential neighborhood has only two entrances, is solely residential, and has a great proximity to both an elementary school, a high school, and a community college. These factors result in a large number of children present in the neighborhood. There are children walking to and from the bus stop, which would be between that proposed entrance. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't bring a PowerPoint. I could have.
Broadband away.
It's right here at this corner. The bus comes in through Kitty Lane. It's right here at this corner. So just as a follow-up, our children are here, and you're driving traffic through there.
Right. So there are children on bikes, skateboards, scooters, that normally can safely travel the sidewalks and streets because there are very few cars that pass by. Of those cars that do pass by, most are residents who are aware of the heights and sizes of the children and their developmental understanding of cars and you know, who would understand a car coming at them. High schoolers there's a sidewalk that passes along Old Belmont Road, so high schoolers take that sidewalk to get to and from school. The girls and boys track and cross country teams frequently run that area because, again, it's a safe, under traveled area. The rezoning of this location will create a hazardous situation for this plethora of children. A bank or business customer in an after work rush will zoom out of the lot and potentially hit and kill a child getting off the bus or walking home from school. An elderly driver accustomed to typical business intersections will not see a young mother pushing a stroller. There's one right across the street. Someone counting the bills they just received won't check carefully enough as they leave the lot and accidentally hit a child who's chasing a ball into the street. The specific locations of the proposed entrance and exits of the business will now create a scenario where a driver coming up to the middle Belmont light will see the light as red and can actually cut through the neighborhood and out the business's exit to avoid the delay of the light. This was a common situation on the southeastern corner of Devil's Gun Road and Middle Road over by Whitey's. Colo Hub's new barricades and lot renovations have significantly reduced this practice, so now traffic rarely cuts through this lot for time savings. The proposed business exit into the subdivision of Old Belmont Road will create not only a hazard to the safety, but also to residents, drivers, and bikes and sidewalk users. Having businesses in this location will increase traffic in the area, create serious danger to the children present in the neighborhood, children of families who specifically purchased homes in the neighborhood due to low traffic and high safety. The increased traffic in the neighborhood will ultimately lead to lower property values and decreasing property tax revenue. If this rezoning proposal goes through, which does not seem to be in the best interest of the taxpaying residents, at minimum, the proposal needs to be revised so these entrances and exits only access the major intersections of Middle and Belmont Road. In addition to the entrances and exits being on the major roads, there should be a requirement of a large green space, and I do see they were talking about trees, but greater than a typical sort of easement space that buffers the residents from light, noise, and traffic pollution. I ask you to consider Bettendorf's vision of a premier city, and please consider this rezoning and the specific parking lot and traffic flow if it adds value to this premier city vision. Thank you.
Thank you. Others from the audience?
I really, after Anna's eloquent speech, don't have much more to say other than I think all of us concerned citizens.
Can you tell us who you are?
I apologize. I'm Tina Irvin. I am also a resident on 3914 Sparrow Court. Again, not right up at the front of the subdivision, much more at the back, but where I was going is that we are a young professional, typically source of homeowners in that area. So we have very young children, especially in the grade school age. We have only 70 homes in that neighborhood. So it's a small subdivision. I know I chose it because of that, because it has that homey, small town feel. I certainly don't want to lose that due to commercial traffic coming through the neighborhood. I definitely can't speak better than Anna did on that. But so really, we don't mind the concept of a bank coming into our area. What we have a concern about is the additional traffic flow onto Old Belmont. So that entrance is really what we have concern about. And I know Lot 2 is not sold yet, but opening that up to whatever possibilities. We know, even if you've got 20 customers extra an hour, we know that traffic, and we know how busy that intersection is already. We know that high school and college students will find ways to come through Katy Lane to Old Belmont and go to pass to take a left turn onto Middle Road. I know it. I see it every day. The Whitey's entrance is a perfect example. I also sit at that intersection or at that stop sign at Katy Lane frequently for, as Dave said, 10 to 15 minutes on any given morning trying to get out, because high school and college kids really don't care about you getting out of your neighborhood. So I've been there now 11 years. I live it daily, and I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with an additional 20 cars at that time trying to get out of my neighborhood.
Okay, thank you.
So, and my recommendation is, again, to potentially not reconfigure that space into two different lots and to eliminate that option of Lot 2 being sold for $405,000 to another business. I'm asking we reconfigure the bank so that the entrances truly are just off Middle Road.
Okay, thank you. Greg, can you? I'm hearing a couple of comments about traffic cutting through the neighborhood, and I'm looking at the drawings, and I'm riding my bike through there, and I'm somewhat familiar with it. I'm trying to understand, how would they be cutting through the neighborhood?
Not currently, but if this were to be,
if you could open up those spots.
I'm the student that I am. I don't want to sit here and wait for this light to turn green so I can turn left. I'm going to come in here and shoot through that way.
Okay, I got you.
Or the other way.
Okay.
Absolutely. It becomes a throughfare.
Through the business.
The only way to complete that cycle is to go through the bank property itself.
Right.
And then you have this oncoming right here. This is essentially, it's just this area right here on the other side of these drive-ups that you're going to have. That access is right in that area to connect, unless somebody wants to come all the way through here and come down through there.
Well, first off, Greg, that's illegal. If
people it's criminal trespass, but you know how it is.
Up there and give people tickets.
Okay, we're going to do it one at a time. Hold on, we're going to do it one at a time at the podium, otherwise we'll lose control. So,
all right, my name's Angela, and I actually live in the very first lot, the one that's the backyard. That's my house. It's not a backyard to Katy Lane. The one next to me is, but not my home. My address is 2991. So if the driveway actually comes out onto Katy Lane, you're going to be coming out to my home. I, like everyone else, agree, and I really do think, because of where the bus stop is, the amount of traffic that comes down. I live in the first house. I know how fast everyone drives through the neighborhood. I can tell you exactly when it's going to get busy and when it's not. You cannot get out of that street at any time after 7:30. If I don't leave for work at when I'm supposed to, I will be late. I don't have a problem with the bank being there. I do think it probably should be one giant lot, not two. but I really think that the whole thing needs to be flip-flopped. If you could just take the whole thing and turn it so that you have the entrances on Middle and Old Belmont and the exits, because regardless, you're going to be bringing traffic out Katy Lane. That's an exit driveway, correct? As you leave the ATMs and the, not the ATM, the drive-up, you go out that way, right? Onto Belmont or Old Belmont, out Katy Lane, onto Belmont. Am I understanding that correctly?
Or you could go around and...
Right, or you could go all the way around the building, and that's, I mean... Right, no one's going to do that. So I guess my understanding is, since that is the first lane at the very top is a turn-only lane, why can that turn-only lane not merge off into a bank parking lot? Why does it need to be drug all the way down and around? Why does it need to go off of a dead end, which is actually a church parking lot also? And they do have activities and services almost every night of the week. And that needs to be considered also, because their traffic comes out of that same little spot that you guys are going to cut through and onto. So it's just a few more things that I think need to be considered prior to approving anything, just for the simple fact that, yes, the bank's there, yes, it has entrances, we all understand that, but we need to consider what else is there, even if this was drawn out years ago. I mean, the residential got switched and made residential, and it's worked out. So we just kind of need to find a way to make everybody work safely together and consider the neighbors that are there. They want us to be considerate of them, I'm sure. So they should be considerate of us as well.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Barb Welch. I live at 2935 Katy Lane. And my neighbors have pretty much covered everything, except for the fact that there is a contingent that's a little older in that neighborhood, too. We don't get around as fast as we used to.
I did see you all patting each other up front when they said it was a young neighborhood, so I got a little of that, too, so good.
And really, you know, if you consider the number, of people that go around that corner that don't stop at the light. And I know you put a light in a few years ago in front of Pleasant Valley, but it doesn't really do a whole lot, because there's such a short distance, the traffic is still there. And we're not only, Katy Lane is not the only lane that is trying to get out of there in the morning. People from Grandview are there too. So they're going to get first try at it. You do have to wait. There really is a maximum amount of traffic morning and afternoon, not even mentioning noon when the kids run over to Taco Bell or Arby's or whatever, Walgreens. You know by the amount of trash that is on the sidewalks that they're well-traveled. We don't need that entrance and exit there if there's any way to get around it.
Thank you, Barb. Yes, sir.
Ryan Melbard, Anna's husband, 2956 Church Street. Two quick comments. You were talking about an easement made before, and I don't see with this plan why we couldn't make an easement going just on the south edge there of lot 1 and 2 to allow the traffic to, you know, pave basically a road all the way over to Belmont or something, that if you do decide to sell and develop lot 2, that at that point you could have an entrance going out that way. And then whoever buys lot 2 would have to work with the pavement and the traffic from the bank that's already there, just as an option. Also, I wanted to mention, so I walk my girls to school every morning to Riverdale Heights. And we were talking about this traffic flow through, and everybody seems to laugh at this idea about who would actually cut through and try to save time. Prior to that Kala Hub or whatever that went in, my wife and I would count, I would say 5, 6, even 7 cars each morning cutting that left turn. What would that be, from Middle going on to Devil's Glen? And we were worried for our safety. And at some point, we were deciding, you know, well, when can we let the girls walk to school on their own? And, you know, I just don't feel safe letting them. And, I mean, we talk about this being a family-friendly city, and at what point can't we design parking lots to make it so that we don't have situations like this? You know, there's got to be a better way, I guess. Okay? So I guess I'm just opposed to this idea of having that entrance on Old Belmont Road, okay, into the subdivision.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Chad Benke. I live on 3957 Old Belmont Road, which happens to actually be exactly across the street from this proposed exit. So as I think of it, I'm supposed to back out of my driveway, look across the street all the way, and see potential cars leaving the bank. They could be there at the ATM, they could be at the drive-up, they could be there at any time, and I'm supposed to look behind me through the whole lane and see that and back out. I just can't fathom how that is safe for my family at all. I share all the other concerns my neighbors have. I don't know exactly what your best answer is, but putting it exactly behind somebody else's driveway, when I saw that, I about fell out of my chair.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Anyone else from the audience?
Can I go again?
Sure. Same.
Really loud.
Okay, we can pick
really
you up.
Good at that,
second time's the same price, so go ahead.
All right. So why couldn't you move this? This is a water retention, some sort of
it is,
event,
yeah,
or something for water, stormwater runoff, right? Okay. So move that over somewhere over here. I don't know where. Couldn't you just put a turn lane here off of Middle Road? I mean, cut in and let people come into the bank, maybe like right in through here, and then have the exit out this way as well. So there should be an entrance and an exit. Why couldn't you do that?
I'll look at Brian for a response on exits and entrances on
Middle. Sidewalk, of course, but I mean, you know, that sidewalk's too close to the street anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we could look at, but you want to, if you're going to put another access point in there, you want those spaced, you know, a certain distance apart so you aren't having conflicts when you would have traffic coming out from the church, then traffic coming out from the bank, and having a conflict in the middle of Middle Road or wherever.
What I'm saying is if you have,
but you're going to use, you're using that as an entrance and an exit, correct?
Actually, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're the expert.
No, that's what I'm trying to clarify, is that you don't want to have those entrances that close on an arterial.
I agree, but you guys won't put it over here.
Yeah, and that's because you're going to have, you have Katy Lane, you know, where it's at, and spacing that out, you're going to have the same problem there, and you're also close to the intersection with the traffic there.
Well, I understand, and I know.
So you're going to block, you're potentially going to block the entrance if you put it between Katy Lane and Middle for the traffic that would be sitting there. Yeah. I mean, the traffic's going to back up from the community college and everything else that people were discussing earlier, correct?
Well, in the morning, everybody's ripping around the corner here, and then as soon as that stops, the light, the left, you know, the coming from the west, the left-hand turn turns on, and there's like no break whatsoever. Now, we had originally talked many, many years ago that they were going to put a light here in the turns that only ran during the morning when the schools were coming in, so that at least there would be a slight break, you know, occasional break, so people could get in and out of the development, but that never happened for some reason. I don't know why. But, you know, that would help with that. But yeah, right here, you're right on this corner. I don't know that that's much worse than where, you know, Vibrant is. You know, they're coming in and out of this one here, over here. I don't know. You guys are the experts. I mean, you tell me you can't do it. True, it's that close. You're just saying that Katy Lane and that exit would be too close to each other.
They could, and it could be a conflict there, and you're also too close to the Middle Road Belmont intersection there for the traffic moving in and out of there.
Could I ask another question? Is the tax revenue so great from that little lot too that the city would insist on it being
But that's not criteria that we use when we make our determinations.
That's the bank's choice. They're asking for the reconfiguration.
I see.
Yes, sir.
If you notice across the street, there's currently businesses up in this area that have an entrance and an exit right here. So I guess I'm not understanding why there couldn't be another exit just opposite that. And right here could be the main entrance and exit for the bank, and then down here, this could be the secondary one.
Well, the businesses across the street, that's the only entrance and exit they have. Yep. That's it. They can't go out the back.
So then that brings up my second question. If this business only has one entrance and exit, why does this bank need two?
Because they've said there'll be minimal traffic.
Why can't they survive with just this one until lot two gets developed, at which point lot two gets developed, there has to be a requirement then that there's a second entrance and exits that lot two, that this business would share, these two businesses would share this entrance and that entrance. But until this gets developed, only the one is needed as an option.
Mr. Chairman, just to reiterate, it is staff's opinion from the Development Review Committee that there'll be no more access points between existing Old Belmont Road, Katy Lane, and the intersection of Belmont and Middle.
Quick question. Is there a need for this corner to have more than one entrance and exit?
To a certain extent, it's, you know, you are splitting the traffic load between two points as opposed to taking it all through one. But the need, that's up to the developer as to whether he feels he needs that, both those access points or not.
Although many times it's also a public safety issue in terms of having two ways in and two ways out in case one of the intersections had an accident or something blocking it, that there would be a second point of entry and exit. So that is also something that's taken into consideration at the staff level.
Any other questions? Oh, sorry. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. My name is Alonia Yenny, and I live at 2994 Church Street. I guess I just wanted to clarify to make sure I'm thinking of this correctly. So there is a few things, though, that are still being discussed. One would be whether or not the lots can be split and then basically split again. I guess I would think from the amount of size and from the traffic patterns and things like that, my request would be that the lots possibly be rezoned but then not split again so that they would have to remain one intact parcel. So then you don't have to worry necessarily about a separate easement for that little spot of lot two.
Just for clarity, the
yes.
lots are not together today. There are two
I'm sorry, that's
two
correct,
lots.
But it's talking about merging the two lots and then splitting off another section.
I don't really think there's a merger together. It's going
they're,
from...
They're just changing the lot line.
Okay, so changing the lot line. So I guess, I'm sorry, so regardless, though, I guess I would think, though, that part of the issue would be if that lot line was not changed and if the entire thing was zoned to be appropriate for a bank, they wouldn't have to worry, though, about other commercial property coming in to that lot, too. Also, while no one's land officially connects to this mine actually connects through the city easement, so my yard kind of just flows right in. And I would say, to be honest, if the one of the entrances was on the west-hand side of Old Belmont, that little spur coming out that shares kind of a line with the bank, you know, I would be more inconvenienced than anyone. But at the same time, I would be ever so grateful that absolutely no one going to the bank has to come onto Katy Lane or Old Belmont because of the number of children, the number of elderly people that we have walking around, the fact that we have, you know, animals in the area. We have a pseudo bike path. It's not exactly really a bike path through there. That is very heavily traveled. It is very heavily used by our community, and that's why many people actually chose to live there. But I would just think, however possible, that that extra lot not be rezoned to be separate from the bank, and that we try to keep any kind of traffic from the long spur of Old Belmont, whether it could be on Belmont itself or Middle, or even just one entrance and it shares it with the church. The bank has said that they view that there will be quote unquote minimal traffic, but they have nothing to state whether what that's based on. There's absolutely nothing to state that. Maybe it will be minimal, maybe it won't be. If it is minimal, then a very small entrance should be perfect for them. And if it's not, then they should have requested and done a traffic study ahead of time. So that's all I have to say. But thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Just one more thing in regards to Lot 2. Dave, with his mention of when Lot 2 is sold and having to work with another entrance and exit, I don't want to have to watch for that on a weekly basis. I don't want to have to watch the Bettendorf City Council plans to then have to fight that in years to come. So please don't make me have to be that concerned citizen, because that'll drive me crazy.
We have had discussions about that. When Lot 2 develops, they will use the shared access only that is shared between Lot 1 and 2.
And again, the more traffic we bring into the neighborhood, the less safe it is. So we understand this minimal traffic, which to us is Grand Central Station in our neighborhood, based on those numbers. But not knowing what Lot 2 could potentially be, that might be a drive-through coffee shop that's open 24/7, or holy cow, if you put a Walgreens there or whatever. You can't, we're a neighborhood, it's just inappropriate to drive commercial business through a neighborhood entrance.
That corner is, yeah. Thank you. Yes, sir. Jim.
Thank you. There's been, some talk and concern about Lot 2 developing or not developing, and we share the same concern that at least two people I've talked to, I think it was Danielle and Tina, in terms of that development. We are actually using more of this space than we actually wanted to use. We've been trying to shrink it just because of the costs being so heavy. I think our architect can attest to that, an engineer I met with the last 2 days when I actually finally got the numbers for this. And the problem is wanting to shrink the thing, I would talk to some, there was some talk of the neighborhood buying the lot. And I agree, it is too expensive, for a bunch of neighbors to kick in. What I'm not understanding is why everybody's saying, well, it's too expensive for us to buy it, but it's okay for the bank to have to eat that. The cost of the non-development of that, selling excess ground that we just don't flat out need and don't want, and also the upkeep and taxes that would be associated with that. I don't know if people are considering that or if it's just simply, they're just simply saying, hey, well, we don't want it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
My name is Gary Bittner. I'm in the corner of a church in Old Belmont, right across from alley there. My driveway would be facing, my garage would be facing the bank. When I bought the place, I was told the bank was going in there. I didn't realize that it was even zoned. I guess I should have checked on it. I didn't realize that it was even zoned commercial in that corner. And I guess if you've got to do something, I would prefer it was a bank and did not come into our neighborhood. I got kids, I might have 8-10 kids over at my son, play with my son at any given time on that corner right there. And you talk about, we got people driving through that lot right now, bypassing that intersection through the grass. I see it. I see it every day. So if they're saying that the traffic is going to be as minimal as it is, and it's okay for the church to use that now, why do we have to bring it in? One, and two, if this is about the rezoning of that land, let's loan it to C5, all of it. And if the bank doesn't like that, they can sell it off the way it is, and we can work with the next group. You know, I'm not here worried about the bank's income or this is about, you know, the neighborhood here. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
I go three times.
Third time's the charm.
Not necessarily, but you never know.
Surprise me.
Is it possible that the city could zone that lot too as like farmland or something, so the taxes wouldn't be a major burden to the bank? Or,
and Mr. Chairman, obviously the Planning and Zoning Commission has to consider the proposals that are presented by the property owners. We are not able to, as the city or the commission, to make those decisions on behalf of property owners. So what we have is a petition from a property owner to rezone a property that currently has two zoning districts into a single zoning district to accommodate a development. Obviously, there are parameters that there's ordinances that the commission and the council have to consider, but we have to consider the plans as they are presented. So that's what's on the agenda tonight. So this plan will either be recommended for approval or not recommended for approval, and then it will be up to the property owner to decide if he wants to submit a revised plan based on the commission's actions this evening. And then there's some interaction with staff to try and make that as, you know, acceptable as possible, but really that's sort of out of these folks' hands in terms of, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? We have to look at the plan that is being presented this evening.
One thing in regards to the difference in zoning changes is that going from the C5 to the C1, is that what we're, I can't remember, is that the way we're going? Is that zoning does particularly call out that you can have a drive-through. So if the council would realize that as well. So that also really takes on a different perspective when you're talking lot two. Again, the drive-through concept is not allowable in the C5 zoning.
Greg, can you address or Bill the drive-through restrictions or not?
I think they're the same. I thought that there was a special use in C1 as well.
Right.
And just a point of clarification that the lot two is currently zoned C1.
Yes. Correct. Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
So just to follow that, if the bank were to fit in the existing C1 space, or
C5.
Were
or either one.
Either one.
The bank could go into either one. Mm-hmm. Currently.
Correct.
Could I mention as well that the bank across the street does only have Vibrant Credit Union, has only one entrance and exit. They do have a drive-through, they have parking space, but it's only one entrance and exit that pulls off of that, which makes me wonder why this particular bank then needs two that come into the subdivision. Because if you did it the other way and had it off of just one side, it would seem perhaps to work more in the, at least more in the favor of the residents, but still make it potentially usable for the bank. I would also comment to the bank comment of residents versus a corporation buying something doesn't seem to be an equal comparable money idea there, because a corporation is much more, they have funds of a greater thing than a couple residents trying to buy a property.
But that offer was made because we care as a neighborhood that much about the safety. We just can't afford $405,000. That $100,000. $400,000 to $500,000.
Okay. Anyone else for the good of the order? In the audience, seeing none, and return to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, suggestion. Would it be possible for the city and a developer to get together and redo this plat to try to take and get to perhaps one entrance? I'm not going to try to solve it, but to eliminate the entrances and the egresses onto and off of Old Belmont Road, or at least the one that is closest to Katy Lane. That seems to be the point of contention. I happen to agree with most of the comments that have been made this evening. I think it's a, and I would not support it the way it is right now. So I would ask that this be sent back to the planning group and be re-looked at another time. We have, I'm, based on my quick math, we've got almost 500 feet of access or space between along Middle Road there that could be used for an entrance. And we've got 400 feet along Belmont that could be used for an entrance. It may mean that we have to redo the intersection. It may mean that something isn't quite right there. But I think there should be space given the number that I was given a few months ago of 150 feet between intersections when I asked the question up there at Falcon Drive and 53rd. I look at McDonald's. McDonald's has got one entrance onto Falcon. If McDonald's can live with one entrance, why can't the bank live with one entrance? I would like to see this go back to the city and go back to the developer and have them take another look at it. I'd make that motion.
Okay, discussion on the motion.
I agree with what Paul and Christine said, that it's our role to review what comes before us and make a decision whether we approve or not approve. It's not our place to solve the problem. I respect the property owner's right to develop their property and to make it a realistic, financially feasible solution for them. Their job, they're not there to give money away. They're there to be a viable business. But I don't think what I'm seeing before us tonight is a solution that's, to use a Rotary term, fair to all concerned. And I would support Paul's motion that, based on all of the comments that were made tonight, I think they've been fairly well articulated, that there be further conversation taking those safety concerns into consideration to come up with a different plan. And based on prior issues that have come before us, we've made that request and we've seen good solutions. So I'm confident that there can be some revisions that everybody will be happier with than what we have tonight.
I'd like to thank the neighbors for understanding that this will get developed one way or another at some point. We've had many groups in here that believe they could stop that from happening. So thank you for understanding it will get developed. I happen to agree with everything that's just been said. This should not come out onto Old Belmont Road. It either needs to just go out on the middle completely or somehow come out on Katy Lane also. I'm not real comfortable with full retail being anywhere on the corner. If I lived in your neighborhood, I would love to see a bank there because it is probably the least retail you're going to see. I'm not sure I would like anything other than one structure there. But again, that's not our place. I'm in agreement at this point, the way it stands, I'm not for it at all.
I would agree. I think it's a great spot for a bank. I'm supportive of the bank. Site plan, I believe, needs a little more work. I'm concerned about the comments we're hearing on Katy Lane in the morning. It seems that adding any more traffic to that would, that's a concern for me. It looks to be very difficult to get out of that neighborhood. Actually, there's only two ways out of that neighborhood, and they're both on Belmont. I would be very frustrated as a resident trying to exit that in the morning as I'm trying to get to work if it's truly backed up like that, and then adding more traffic to it concerns me.
I agree.
Okay, good. And I would as well. I think Ann said part of my position on this would be I certainly recognize the interest of the bank, the business in this, develop its property. I certainly understand the concerns of the homeowners adjacent to it. And what my goal would be a better workable solution between those two interests. And we've seen some real good results between the reconfiguration of the McDonald's, the layout of the gas station downtown. We've seen some of the, I'll call it a send back message work very well. So I personally would like to see it sent back for a rework to see if it can accommodate. I also say it's important for the bank to make the economics work. They've got a remnant lot. Maybe there is a way to flip it or turn it and still end up with something marketable, but it's got to work for everybody. So from a procedural standpoint, Christine, do we need to deny this at this point, or do we table it?
If I believe in the other cases, we deferred a meeting cycle to allow the Development Review Committee to readdress some issues. So it'd be the four separate cases, deferring them or continuing them to the next meeting.
Isn't that what you said, Paul?
Yeah,
would
essentially.
Defer
I would defer.
Unless
tied together.
The commission is comfortable with moving forward with one and not the other, but if they're all sort of tied together.
What if the developer would like us to move forward? Because they still have the right to go straight to City Council.
They do.
So we ask.
Well, it doesn't make any difference to us. I think we take our step,
and then
they take
chooses.
Their step. You know, so.
If they ask us to vote on it tonight,
yes,
and we
right.
deny it, mm-hmm. then that changes the vote required at the City Council level to approve it.
But if we defer it, it won't go to City Council.
It won't go to City Council.
Well, I guess from that standpoint, Jim, I'd say to you, from a procedural standpoint, at this point, I would say we have two options. One would be we can vote on the petitions before us. And from the polling here, I think we've concluded how that's going to work out. That would then give you an opportunity to go before the City Council, because we are recommending, not a determining body. So you would have the opportunity to take that denial and go to the City Council. Or as an alternative, we can table the action for tonight and come back with a revisit and work on it another time. I'd say that's a good call. So can I have a motion to that effect?
Motion made.
Second. Will we take them one at a time or all together?
I think collectively table, is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, so.
I think you have to be careful about table and defer. I think it's defer.
Defer?
Defer.
Okay.
We're deferring all.
We will use the right terminology. So we have a motion and a second to defer cases 15042, 15043, 15044, and 15052. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Those four cases are deferred. Okay.
I would also like to just point out that when you go back and you do your deliberations, the position of this body seems to me to be that we do not want any entrances onto Old Belmont Road. So that would be...
I would clarify, the way I feel, I would like to not see an entrance on
yes,
this
portion I'm sorry.
Of Old Belmont
that's
Road.
That's right. I shouldn't say any, but the one farthest to the east.
Right.
So, in your deliberations.
Okay. Greg.
May I ask then when the new plan would be available, or do I just need to continue to check the website with the agendas?
Planning and Zoning Commission agendas are always available the Friday prior to the meeting. So the next meeting will be the third Wednesday in August. So the Friday prior to that, the agenda and the materials will be available.
Okay. Will it turn around that quickly, or do I need to just perpetually stalk the website?
I'd say stalk the website.
You don't look like a stalker, Tina. But yeah.
Tina, you have my number, don't you?
Yes.
If you have a question, call, and I'll let you know what the status is.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask a question as well? So based on what you're saying, Paul, I don't know if you're speaking for the entire commission or not.
I don't know either.
If there was not to be an entrance or exit point on Katy, are you then saying that bank will never, we're not going to allow you to have a second lot to sell that off, the additional portion? Because based on the conversation I've had with Bill and others, this is a quote, there is zero chance that you're going to get an entrance exit point on the new Belmont or middle, and then I don't understand how that lot's going to get access. We'd love to have the points up there.
Reconfigure the bank and use the existing lot lines and put your partitioning off what you want to sell, that smaller lot that's currently lot one?
We can't engineer this here. We can't. The whole idea is that we're sending us back to
more
look at that, those things.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what we're saying, is that this goes back. We don't like what we see. Go back and do over.
We're not the experts either.
It does bring up one good question, though. If we did build this on the existing lot, maybe it's a legal question. I think from what I know, you have to provide us access.
There has to be access to a property. The city can't deny access outright.
Right, so that's the question, because that could happen. So we need access, so somebody needs to tell us.
I can give you just my opinion. If you stuck with your C1 and your C5 just like they are, you need access out of the C1. I don't want to see it on Old Belmont. I want to see it on Katy Lane.
Well, that's my question. That's
my answer. That's just me.
But there's no answer. That's not an answer.
Well, bring your interests to both.
Chris, let's sit down later this week or early next week, and Jim, and see what we can talk out at a staff level.
Yeah, we've made the motion. We've deferred. And we really need to move on. So, Greg, next case, please.
Thank you.
The proposal brought before us is for Valley Winds 8th edition. And you have Devil's Glen Road here, Forest Grove Drive here. Essentially, you have access coming through here, up through Cardinal Road, and then Blackbird Lane. This is one of the last sites within the subdivision that is still remaining for the Valley Winds and Highland Green subdivisions. This is a preliminary plat that was already approved by this by the City Council, and the area out here is what is proposed for final platting. This is the detention basin to which the majority of the water will be going. And it's calculated to take this area in right here. And what we have are 20 lots in this subdivision, all R1 single family, and two accesses, Cardinal Road and Blackbird Lane, coming up from the south. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission.
May I?
Please.
There's two streets that end right now, Cardinal Road and Blackbird Lane. So I'm assuming they're just stubbed out, or they have
like a hammerhead.
Hammerhead?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that what exists currently, and now we're just moving it further north? Okay. And are we're getting
closer 20, to Forest Grove.
20 more lots on there that don't have any other access. We're good with that from a safety standpoint?
I believe the intent of the developer with Forest Grove Drive being under construction over the next couple of years is wanting to keep that one row of lots away from that.
Okay.
And then
wait till that's
fill
all
those
gone.
In when Forest Grove gets paved.
I understand. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Bill.
I'd ask the audience, but there's nobody left, so do we have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 15045, Valley Winds 8th edition, final plat.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 15045, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 1545 is approved. Okay, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, we have a case that is sort of coming back to the body here. The petitioner, Mr. Rubens, has decided at his address, 2701 Devil's Glen Road, where Colo Hub is located, is he would like to add a pole that would be 150 feet in height. And what we've done is to make sure that we can try to take care of any future amendment issues, we're going to put that in as 190 feet, even though he may not use it. But if he decides that the design would force him to do so, what we're essentially doing is giving him an equivalent height of what this pole is right here, and the rest of these are even taller than 190 feet. So we're essentially looking at what tower is existing nearby and then giving him the height of this tower here at 190, even though he only wants to use 150. We felt if he needed to go back due to the technological changes that are occurring within the broadband area, if another heightened tower was needed, he could go up to the height of this tower right here. The remaining towers in this area are all over 190 feet, some of them over 1,000. I believe this one is right here. So what we're trying to do here is accommodate the petitioner in getting the necessary height for the tower to give him the necessary coverage to provide the broadband service, which I believe is a minimum of 40 megabytes, might even be greater than that. But this is a huge increase in the capacity to deliver wireless broadband, and it's something that would be new and serving the area. I think he's attempting to go 1 or 2 miles in radius, if I'm not mistaken, with this service. So staff supports this petitioner's request with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission? A motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 15-047 as presented.
Yeah, a motion and a second before the motion was finished. I love this. To approve case number 15-047, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 15-047 is approved. And that would put, Bill, you got like 5 minutes to give us the update.
I think I can do that, Mr. Chairman. Subsequent to the last meeting we had, City Council followed your recommendation and approved the final plat of the settlement at Pigeon Creek, 8th edition. Approved the site development plan for 1801 Kimberly Road for the car wash. And I believe coming up at the next council meeting is the third and final reading. Or do we have that at the last meeting, Christine, for the performance standards for Dr. Codd relative to Class E liquor license?
The third reading will be next Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Subsequent to your recommendation of the council approving the comprehensive plan, they wanted a little more information, a little more understanding. We had one work session with them. We've got another one coming up this coming Monday at the Committee of the Whole. And we hope to move forward with that. If there are any significant changes that the council wants to recommend, then we will come back through to the Comprehensive Plan Committee and the Planning and Zoning Commission for reaffirmation of that.
Okay, great. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, we're adjourned.